This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. When you think about deadly weather, you may think of tornadoes or hurricanes. But the National Weather Service says heat is actually the most deadly, especially at night. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson explains.
Residents that don't have access to cooling never get a break. And that really takes a toll on your body. So yes, heat-related illness, heat stroke, major weather threat.
Denver is expected to see temperatures in the 90s all week, while Grand Junction and Pueblo could see triple-digit weather. Denver children will have access to more after-school programming this fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Boys and Girls Club of Metro Denver will close 2 locations, but open 7 new ones this fall. 4 new sites will open in charter schools, which are publicly funded but independently run schools. Clubs will open in Southwest and Northeast schools in the KIPP and University Prep charter school networks. They'll be funded through state grant dollars and some school money. The clubs offer academic support and arts and leadership opportunities for youth. Boys and Girls will operate 25 clubs in the city, its largest number ever. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Wheat Ridge man is one of 5 white nationalists convicted of conspiracy to riot at an Idaho pride event. The charge is a misdemeanor, and Forrest Rankin will serve 5 days in jail plus 1 year of unsupervised probation. 31 Patriot Front members were apprehended in June of 2022 after police found them crammed into a U-Haul van with riot gear on. The group planned to disrupt a nearby pride parade with smoke bombs. 2 other Coloradans were arrested, but only Rankin was convicted. This is CPR News and KRCC. Right now, Grand Junction's at 97 degrees.